Hi there, this is Georgina. I'm here to record the heart meditation that we practiced this morning when we met for the FaceTime live video. It was my first time, and as I said on Facebook, I was quite nervous, and I've been listening to Brené Brown, and she said her first podcast was an FFT moment, and I can't help but feel like that's true. So you can put the F-bomb in there if you want, but for this, because I want everyone to be able to listen to, even with children, I'm going to just say it's a freaky first time, which was this morning for my Facebook live video for yoga. It went really well, and I want to thank everyone for coming out and joining me this morning. I thought I had 18 people on, but we actually had 298 people viewing at one time. So that would be the largest yoga class for me ever. So thank you for showing up and being on your mats and joining me in this practice. So being on your mat and practicing to trust the yoga, being able to be in your seat. So I've been having a pretty tough time, as many of you probably are as well. I've been trying to look after my mental health. I've had a lot of anxiety. I've been working on that anxiety. And part of that practice is to be on my mat, be in my seat, whether it's actually on a yoga mat or when I'm out and about, which right now is just to go for a walk on the beach, or just to go outside in the yard and get some fresh air. So we'll start with the meditation. I would like you to take a moment to get in a comfortable position. So seated, or if you feel really tired and you want to lay down, that's a really nice way to practice a meditation. This will be about 15 minutes of meditation. So taking a moment to either come to a seated on your mat or on your bed or in a comfy chair, wherever that is for you. Seeing if you can be really comfortable, and if you need to move through this meditation, please move. If you're laying down, placing a nice soft pillow under your head, covering yourself with a blanket. And we'll take a moment to take a deep inhale. And as Karina says, maybe we shouldn't say take, maybe it's just receive the breath. Inhaling through the nose. Exhaling through the mouth. Once again, receiving our breath. Inhaling through the nose. Exhaling through the mouth. And I really find the pursed lip breath very calming for myself right now. And I learned this through my therapeutic yoga training. And this is where you breathe in through the mouth, but as you exhale, you purse your lips. And I like to use the example of blowing an eyelash of a loved one's face. And it's very calming to the nervous system. And through my heart yoga training with Paul and Karuna, I've learned that trusting my heart is so wise. So you too, trusting the wisdom of your own heart, your gentle heart. So now we come to the meditation where we use the word heart, and starting with the letter H, just thinking, how am I feeling right now? How am I moving through the world where there is uncertainty right now? And how can I bring some self-care to myself, to loved ones, to my community? And if you wish, you can even bring your hands into the self-care mudra, where a left hand rests on heart chakra, the center of your heart, and right hand cups that left hand as if you're cupping a small child to your heart. How am I feeling right now? How does my body feel? How is my energy? How are my thoughts? What does my heart feel? What are my heart whispers telling me? So we take this moment to come into some quiet stillness and listen to our hearts, opening our hearts out into the world. And then we come to the letter E. And E is for emotions. Maybe even tapping into that energy. But there's a lot of emotions going on right now. And I've been listening to so many podcasts to try and keep my brain busy. Brooke Castillo is one of my favorites. So knowing that when I do have emotions, it's okay to experience all of them. So whether it's grief or fear or anger, sadness, and joy, and maybe you're feeling, how do I find joy right now? We had our granddaughter with us, because we all live very close with each other, and I'm learning how to play the ukulele, so we were singing a chant together, and then she took the ukulele and she was strumming away. She's only 4 years old. Actually, she just turned 5, and she was singing, and she was just so free with her song. And I did feel this joy. And I think I went through every emotion yesterday, including fear and anger. And I was very sad. And when I had Siddha with me, all of a sudden I had that joy. Taking a moment to feel what gives you joy. Maybe it's walking your dog on the beach, drawing, crocheting, knitting. How can you find joy in this time? Take this moment to breathe in and exhale. And now we come to the letter A for action, awareness. Being aware of our emotions and thoughts. It sounds very simple, but we don't realize that sometimes our thoughts are what create our anxiety. So taking time to notice these thoughts, being aware of the thoughts. Some of these are very habitual. I used to have a very tough time with a lot of my thoughts. And when you think that we get up to 60,000 thoughts a day, and right now they're predicting with the higher anxiety up to 120,000 thoughts a day. And sometimes these can be reactive. So how can we take back a little bit of strength, a little bit of control by looking and being aware of these thoughts? And it's okay is just a thought. And being able to bring awareness to maybe changing that thought into something that can create less anxiety. I like to use a mantra, which I learned from Deepak, which is Om Shanti Hum. Om Shanti Hum. This means I am peace. So saying this mantra silently to yourself, Om Shanti Hum. I am peace. We come to the letter R. So sometimes our letter R can be reaction or reactive, but we can also bring in the words rest and relaxation. We're not able to get out as much as we're used to, and it's tough right now because of the spring weather. We're used to being able to leave our homes and go and do the things we want to do and meet up with friends and have barbecues and whatever that is for you. And we can do that through these wonderful technologies now with FaceTime and live videos. So it's trying to stay connected, but also time for rest, time for relaxation. Coming to your mat, coming to your seat, being present in your seat and taking time to bring in ease and softness. Maybe even noticing right now, are your shoulders tight? Is your jaw tight? Is your forehead creased? And bringing awareness into relaxing these areas. If your hands are still on your heart, you can remove them, place them in your lap if you're seated or by your side if you're laying down. And we finally come to the letter T. So being thankful, and sometimes it's challenging to be thankful when things are so tough. But knowing that this is more important than ever right now, to practice what we're thankful for, what we're grateful for. I learned this in Bali when I was there. They practice gratitude every single day. What are you thankful for right now? It could be small. Maybe you're thankful for a really great cup of coffee in the morning. Maybe you're thankful you have a dog laying on your lap to cuddle and pet. We can be thankful for our loved ones that are safe, the ones that look after us so we can look after them. You can be thankful for all the people you've had in your life. And I treasure the ones that are here with me in spirit now too. My dad always comes to mind. My beautiful friend, Shannon. Both who were so wise, who both had such a wonderful sense of humor, but always willing to help. So how can we help not only ourselves, but helping close to home, maybe helping a neighbor, helping the local food bank, helping by not going out if we're not supposed to, taking time to rest if you need to be in your home at this point, and being thankful to all of those who are out there right now on the front line taking care of us. I cannot express enough gratitude and thanks to those people. It really brings a lot of emotion to my heart. And maybe you can hear it in my voice, because it does. I'm so thankful for those people. And to all of you for coming and supporting me on my first FFT yoga video. So now we're going to stay here for the next 2 minutes, just in quiet reflection, feeling into your heart, knowing the wisdom of your heart and trusting your heart. Deep inhale and exhale. I will bring you out of this meditation so you won't hear me speaking just for 2 to 3 minutes. As you remain here in your meditation, I'm just going to read the poem that I read to the yoga class this morning from Karuna's book, From Heart Yoga. And this is a prayer, actually. It's a prayer that heals, it brings peace, love, and compassion. Make me a still place of light. A still place of love, of you, your radiating, your love vibrating, your touch and your healing, far flung and near to the myriads caught in darkness, in sickness, in lostness, in fear. Make a heart center here, light of the world. So bring gentle awareness to the breath around your heart. Breathe softly into this tender space. Your breath is compassionately massaging and cradling your heart's soft rhythm. Let this breath hold your heart lovingly in the way you would hold a baby. Holding this self-care for yourself. Beginning to notice how more receptive your breath is in this moment. And if you're laying down and you wish to stay there and rest, maybe have a nap, then please do so. If not, roll to your right side. Slowly coming up to seated. Placing your hand at your heart center in Anjali Mudra, so your right hand and left hand palms are connecting. We gently tilt our chin towards our beautiful yogi hearts. We shorten a distance between our minds and our hearts. Take a deep inhale through your nose, receiving this breath, inhaling. Exhale through the mouth, open the mouth. Again, deep inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. We now end our practice together. And I'll end this in the Loka chant. As I chanted to you today, I'll do three chants. And Loka is sending out peace to the world, peace to all beings, and also peace to ourselves. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu. So may each of you care for yourself today. May each of you be well, be happy. May each of you be peaceful and safe. And may each of you know you are loved and cherished. With much gratitude from my heart to each of your gentle hearts, I hope you can take some time to be with yourself and just love yourself with compassion today, spreading that love out to everyone around you. Namaste.